passive observer. Hardware sets limits on what can be achieved, but it does not dictate what is created. The design of the ZX Spectrum home computer did not guarantee the creation of British surrealist games such as Jet Set Willy or Deus Ex Machina. The technology of the Nintendo 64 only made Super Mario 64 possible. It did not ensure that Shigeru Miyamoto would make it. The real history of video games is a story of human creativity aided by technological growth. Replay sets out to celebrate the vitality and vision of video game creators, and to shed light on why video games have evolved in the way they have. For that reason, not all of the games featured in this book will have been popular, and conversely, some very popular games are not mentioned. The focus is on the innovative, not the commercially successful. Finally, a note on terminology. I've used the term video game throughout this book with the occasional use of game when there is no risk of confusion with other forms of games such as board games. I chose video game in preference to other terms for several reasons. It remains in everyday use, unlike TV game or electronic game. It is broad enough to encompass the entire medium, unlike computer game, which would exclude games such as Atari's Pong that did not use microprocessors. And terms such as interactive entertainment, while more accurate, have failed to